Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, April 21st. It is, of course, 2014. It is the last day of Passover, and it is a holiday in many places in Europe and in the former British world, Australia, New Zealand. Today is Easter Monday, so hope you're having a good day. The Buckmaster Show live each weekday. We're here 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We also stream our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and the program is always available for you 24/7 on our podcast and archive at buckmastershow.com. The Monday Political Face-Off will feature commentators Bruce Ash, and we welcome back to the show Paul Eckerstrom. Then we will get your health and wellness questions ready, and we'll hopefully answer them for you at 790-2040, 790-2040. Coming up at about 30 minutes past the hour, we will be talking about nutrition with our nutrition reporter, Jack Challum. The live line number again, 790-2040. Facebook, you can follow us on the Buckmaster Show, be a friend of the program, and join over 3,200 other people who kind of follow the show. And you can find us, if you know my name, it's Bill Buckmaster. You can find us on Facebook. And every Monday, we do the Monday Political Face-Off, featuring one of our teams of commentators. Bruce Ash is now in his third term as the Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom is a Tucson attorney. He's former state and local chair of the Democrat Party. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. We certainly trust at the Buckmaster household Mo with all of our framing needs. And right now, Mo is slaving over a couple of bathroom mirrors for the Buckmaster house that he is working on right now, with a delivery coming up very soon. So we don't have to go pick up the giant mirrors and do all of that, because this is what Mo does for a living. They come out, do all the hanging and all the measuring. They take care of it for you. They're at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. First, I want to welcome back Paul Eckerstrom, who is very busy with other things in his career, and I welcome you back to the program.
Thanks, Bill. We're glad to be back.
Did you have a nice Easter?
I did. It was a nice, relaxing weekend. Went down to Parker Canyon Lake and just kind of hung
back.
Out. Yep.
And how about the last day of Passover for you, Bruce Ash?
Eat lots of matzah and having loads of gefilte fish, and it's all good.
And what type of fish is that?
It's sort of a mishmash of whitefish and carp and pike, made into almost like a little dumpling. It's very, very good.
And Rose, you had ham. You had a wonderful ham dinner for Easter, very traditional. Anyway, a proposal to sharply expand the use of tax dollars to send students to private and parochial schools is back before lawmakers in Phoenix. The proposal would make vouchers available, Paul Eckerstrom, to any student living in an area where the average income is less than $44,000 a year. And the folks who are backing this, Paul, say the move would provide parents of needy children with additional educational opportunities.
The problem with all this is they've been trying to expand the voucher program ever since they started it in the mid-2000s. For small groups of folks, maybe disabled kids or other folks. It was the camel nose under the tent to basically privatize our entire public school system and basically give $4,000 to a family. Now, a family that makes only that amount of money, $4,000 isn't going to get them into Brophy Prep at $13,000 a year. Ain't going to get them into St. Gregory's here at $13,000 a year. Ultimately, what they want to do, and this is a 30-year plan by the right wing of the Republican Party. There's a lot of Republicans who support public education. I hope they come out and voice their opinion, because the Republican Party was the big pushers at the turn of the last century for public education, to give people equal opportunity in life.
And Representative, by the way, Ethan Orr of Tucson Republican, is one of the foes. He's against this,
right.
this plan.
Right, and we need to back those type of people, whether they're Republicans or Democrats or independents, to really give them our vote, because public schools are under assault in this state. And if we go the route of privatizing, where everybody gets a $4,000 voucher, well, the wealthy are going to take that $4,000 voucher and subsidize their $13,000 they send their kids to St. Gregory's. The $4,000 that a poor family gets, guess where they're going? They're going to strip mall high. They're going to be these strip mall high schools that are really stripped down. It'll be for for-profit companies will
bare
be able to do
bare
it.
Bare bones high.
Bare bones high. And that's what's going to happen. We're going to have a two-tier system where the wealthy get educated and their kids get great opportunities and everybody else doesn't. And this includes the middle class. This is an assault on the middle class as well, because you know, when I was growing up in the middle class in this state, I got a great education in public schools here, and I got to go to the University of Arizona for basically $1,000 a year tuition and fees, and was able to do summer jobs to pay for that, and then stayed at home and came out with no debt. That's not even possible now for a kid from the South Side or the middle class. They're going to come out with huge debt if they go to the University of Arizona. This has been an assault on schools in this state, and it's not good for our business climate. It's not good for our society in general. And I would hope that everybody out there who supports public education tell the state legislature, stop this madness, stop assaulting public schools. Instead, start refunding public schools. This has been a self-fulfilling prophecy, Bill. People are starting to get disengaged and want to send their kids somewhere else than public schools because the Republicans have defunded public schools to the point where they are failing. Right. If we funded them properly, they wouldn't fail.
Bruce Ash, is this a war, a Republican war on public schools?
Oh, stop it. Please.
That's the headline in the Republic.
No, that is Paul's viewpoint. and thanks, Paul, for the filibuster. I'm sure all the listeners who were listening to the show have already tuned to another station, thinking that they got onto liberal left side radio listening to that rant.
Public schools isn't a liberal idea. It was a Republican idea
back
in the early
1900s. Paul, because Democrats have stood at the schoolhouse door for the better part of the last century, forcing anybody other than white kids out of those public centers of learning. So you know, grow up. You have a little bit to learn here. At the end of the day, education, just like anything else, is about the free market. And it isn't charter schools and private schools who are creating problems for the public schools. It is the public schools that are creating their own. Yes, there are plenty of great public schools from elementary through high school. And we know of them. There are many right here in the city of Tucson. But there are way too many that are failing. And to not give families an opportunity to have their kids get the best education possible, and Paul, please, don't start talking to me about, you know, just enough high school or strip mall high school or whatever the catchy phrases that you decided to use. There are plenty of opportunities for disadvantaged families that they ought to have a chance to take advantage of. And, you know, you only look to Tucson Unified School District, who are now spending less than 50% of their total revenues inside the classroom. Sarita, 45% actually going to the classroom. Look, we need to get more money into the classroom. We need to lower class sizes. We need to improve the climate in the classroom to make sure that they're safe places and conducive places for all kids to get a great education. And nextly, we need to give more independence. And I think Republican lawmakers maybe have a few lessons to learn in this area. They need to give more independence to individual school districts and also school districts to school principals.
Bill, one of the things that I think is very, very important is it takes money to actually educate our kids. The best spent money in education is teacher salaries and class size reduction. Those are the two things that make the biggest difference in the classroom. Now,
you can't do it when all your money's going to
administration. The plain fact of the matter is, in the country, the average price per child is $9,900 a year for their schooling. In Arizona, we are well below that, and the voucher system wants to just give $4,000 to a parent to go have their kid educated. So we would be so way behind the curve in terms of what the national average is in terms of funding our kids in our schools. That's why you have these incredible disparities in school districts now. And the plain fact of the matter is, if we go down this road any further and degrade our schools even more, our public schools even more, we won't have a public school system anymore in this state very shortly. And then the Republicans in the right wing of their party will have what they want, which is we get to subsidize rich families sending their kids to private schools, and we get to send the rest of everybody $4,000. That's all they're going to get for their kid to go to some strip mall school. And that's really where we're going. And that's a two-tiered system that will forever put a situation where kids from poor families don't have an economic opportunity. They don't have a fair shake starting out in life.
Take a breath, Paul. To keep doing what we're currently doing today is the madness that Paul rails against.
790-2040, 790-2040. And go ahead, Bruce. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we do need a break.
It's not working the way it is. There are some centers of excellence, but in general, I think everybody understands how education is failing. And the reason that there's less money being allocated to the classroom, no matter how much legislature gives public school districts, is because there's too much money that doesn't get into the classroom.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It's the Monday Political Face-Off. Paul Eckerstrom is with us, and Bruce Ash, if you would like to join in the conversation, perhaps you agree with Paul Eckerstrom that what we are witnessing is the dismantling in the state of Arizona of public education. Perhaps you agree with Bruce Ash. Let's hear from you, 790-2040.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's our Monday political face-off brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on, of course, Facebook. Check out Moe's for all of your framing needs. Bruce Ash is here, and we welcome back Paul Eckerstrom, who's been away for a couple of months, back to the Monday political face-off. We're talking about what Paul believes is really the dismantling before our very eyes, really started, as Paul said, in 2009, the dismantling of public education.
And it actually started much earlier, I think 30 years back, as we started cutting our income tax base in the state. But, you know, Bill, one of the things I wanted to address is this percentage of administrative costs versus mm-hmm. what gets to the classroom. Because, one, you can play with what is considered in the classroom, but as you cut the public schools, they still have to maintain the school buildings. They still have to maintain the bus systems for the schools. They still have to maintain all of this infrastructure. And then, so as you cut the schools and cut the money that they get, guess where it's coming from? It invariably comes from the classroom, because all the other stuff, you have to keep it in place. You can only cut so far on the actual infrastructure to keep the buildings there, for example.
Like you're saying, eating seed corn.
Yeah, exactly. And so as a result, what happens is it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. As the schools do worse because they don't have the resources, then people start to think, well, some other alternative might be better. And then really what they're opting for under the right-wing Republicans, because not all Republicans support this, what they are then opting for is a desperation move. And that is, okay, I'll take your $4,000 and try to find somewhere to send my kid. Mm. Well, they're not going to be able to send them to the upscale good private schools. That $4,000 doesn't even give them close to that. All they're going to be able to afford is these for-profit fly-by-night schools they're going to set up in strip malls, and that's what the poor kids and the middle-class kids are going to be able to afford, and that's it.
Paul, do you think that Basis High School is a pretty good school? Do you think that San Miguel is a pretty good high school? Because those places don't cost nearly the kind of numbers that you're talking about, and the kids who are coming out of there are getting great educations. I mean, those are just two examples.
Those are charter schools. I'll tell you, some charter schools do a great job, like Basis, but people are getting rich off of charter schools, including the people that run Basis.
So now this is about...
And I'm not sure that's our tax money should be going. And the other thing is, about most charter schools are set up in strip malls. Most charter schools are run very, very on very, very low budgets. And as a result, and kids aren't getting a great education there. You look at the numbers coming out of charter schools compared to the numbers out of our traditional public schools. Our traditional public schools are still doing better.
I'm not sure they are, but those charter schools that don't cut it also get cut out because it's a free market system.
Okay, Bruce and DePaul, we have a couple of people who are waiting on the Buckmaster Show live line that would like to join in the conversation, and we always encourage that. I believe, is Terry first? Yes, Terry is first. Go ahead, please, Terry. Hi, Terry. Hello, Terry. Nope. No on Terry. Okay. Well, shall we try Dan? No, we're having a little problems with the phone line. So go ahead, Bruce. I'm sorry, I kind of cut you off.
Well, look, you know, getting back to these strip mall high schools, that is just simply not the case. There are some great examples of both private education as well as charter schools. And charter schools, by the way, are part of the public school system. Look, this is the same mentality, the one that you were hearing from Paul, that doesn't like homeschooling either. Think that that's for kooks and weirdos. And you know, homeschooling's not for everybody, but there's no evidence that homeschool kids are getting a bad education. But Paul would just assume they get through these public school factories that don't seem to be really focused in large part on quality. And we see the number of percentage of graduations going down. And look, for any of us who are listening here today, think about all the high school graduates that are working for you in terms of how they do on their job. You practically have to retrain folks. And, you know, we're looking at problems at Pima College. Look at problems at TUSD and Sunnyside, which was the cause of the problem to begin with, because the standards for people getting into Pima Community College were almost negligible.
Well, you know, Bill, look, we are around less than $5,000 per child in this state. We're dead last in funding for our public schools in this state compared to the other states. If we raised up just to the average $9,900 per student, where we used to be in the 1980s, I would guarantee you our public schools would be performing much better than they are now. But the state legislature just is not willing to go there and fund these schools properly. Just get us to the national average where we used to be in the 1980s, and we'd be fine. We would be doing really well because we did well in the 1980s and the 1970s and the 1960s when I was growing up.
And you know,
before
Paul,
hold your thought there 1 second. I just want to say the phones are back up, folks. So Terry and I believe Dan, who were calling, we had to let go from the phone line because of a little bit of a snafu. 790-2040. If you call back, we'll get you on before the end of the face-off. Go ahead, Bruce. Sorry to bother you there.
And Paul, when you and I were in the public schools here in Tucson, and I too think that I got a good education going from Cragen to Doolin to Catalina High as a kid growing up here. But those were days when Tucson Unified School District ran in an entirely different sort of a fashion. And those were days when there was discipline in the classroom. Those were days when principals had authority to run their schools properly. Those were the days when kids were learning how to read, how to write. They were learning mathematics, civics, and history and English. And it's not that way today.
Well, and when you've basically cut the funding for our public schools,
it's not because you've replaced it with a bunch of crappy stuff.
No, Bruce, in half. In half.
Please.
Half of what
no,
we
you
used
haven't.
To have. That's true.
Paul,
that's
Paul,
absolutely
that's simply
true.
Simply incorrect.
You're
listening
you
to somebody,
to get something
folks.
For nothing,
you're listening
Bruce.
To somebody, one folks, who is one not telling the truth.
You don't get something for nothing anymore. You get what you pay for, and we're getting a bad schooling in our public schools because we're not paying for it.
Yeah, funny. Basis does it for the same amount.
Okay, the phones are back up, 790-2040, and to the live line we go. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on.
Okie doke. Main statement, when we get progressive, leftist, statist, unconstitutional, loose, revisionist history, education, overpaid under our government union, favoritism, corporatism, immorality in education, tax debt created, $5,000 on a moral education scale, we'll do the job. Jeffersonian libertarian language in commas, instructions, instructors, principals. They're overpaid. Get right down to it. Free enterprise theory will do better.
Okay, Levi, thank you very much. Paul, quick comment.
Well, it worked in the 20th century, and it worked really well. We became the power in the world economically because of it. And I don't understand why people now are abandoning it just because, I guess, because they don't want to invest in it. And that's unfortunate. We've always invested in our kids in the past, and now it seems like we're not.
All right, Dave is next on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Go ahead, Dave. You're with Bruce and Paul.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I have to agree with something Bruce just said. Where is our curriculum going? I'm a single homeowner, and I feel an obligation to my taxes. Some of them go into public education. I have no problem with that. But when I have to start paying for after-school programs and stuff in the curriculum that really doesn't need to be there, then I feel my money is being wasted, and I would rather see it going into students that are grade point averages are in the subjects where they matter.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Bruce Ash.
I agree with Dave.
I don't think Paul does. Dave does apparently not supporting after-school programs.
Well, I mean, after-school programs aren't necessarily being funded by our tax dollars in the state. That's a lot of it's coming maybe from federal dollars, and they're not all. Not all schools have after-school programs, and that some of it is even funded privately. So I don't know. You know, ultimately, yeah, curriculum. I think we should be spending our money mostly on the core subjects because that's what's important, science and math and English. So I don't have a disagreement with that. But, you know, there is a thing called a well-rounded education as well. We've always wanted sports and athletics involved in our high schools. We've always wanted, you know, arts and things like that being taught as well. So I don't see why we can't still do that. We did it in the past, and it worked perfectly fine, and people got a good education. And we became the power economically of the world through public education and our land-grant universities. And I don't understand why we want to abandon that and become a third-world country again.
Unfortunately, when the school districts are spending as much time deciding if we're going to have transgender bathrooms, and that becomes the issue of the day, it becomes a little difficult to do the business that's in front of you.
All right. Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
All right.
It came from Tucson Unified School District.
Bruce Ash, thank you very much, Bruce. Thanks for being with us.
Pleasure.
All right. Paul Ekstrom, thanks, Paul. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Bill.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and they are on Facebook. 790-2040, that is our phone number. We will be talking with the nutrition reporter, Jack Chalm. We all want to be healthy. We want to be healthier. Well, if you've got any health or wellness questions or concerns, give us a call and we'll talk about it with Jack. That's next on the Buckmaster Show.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and I'm afraid I live in a place where some of those scorpions get in the house. And I'm here to report one of the smartest calls I ever made was to my friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? The only scorpion the Lehmans ever see is a dead one. Call.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. April is Earth Month at UA Biosphere 2, where every weekend in April experience programs that will inspire a better understanding of our world. Weekend themes include the Weather, Ocean, Energy, and Earth Day weekend, where special hands-on activities and live animals will be featured. Also new and just opened are the exciting Ocean and Rainforest Gallery exhibitions. Both of these fascinating immersion projects are open daily. More at b2science.org. Visit Biosphere 2 today. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at ruggalleryaz.com, and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of Metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:37 on this Monday afternoon. As in many parts of the world, this is Easter Monday, the day after Easter. 790-2040, 790-2040, and perhaps you were listening, and I hope you were very carefully to the to some of the ads during that break. And we're talking about the Desert Tucson Desert Art Museum. I was at a wonderful reception there. I think there were about 300 people at the Tucson Desert Art Museum on Saturday night. Very successful art reception. If you have not been over there, I strongly suggest you check out Tucson's newest art museum on Tankerverde. Well, new research about vitamin C and its role in cancer treatment, that's the lead story in the April edition of the Nutrition Reporter. The Nutrition Reporter is published monthly by the copyrighted Nutrition Reporter himself, Jack Chalom. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill.
Jack is the nutrition reporter and contributor for The Buckmaster Show. We're honored to have him once a month on the program. Jack is based here in Tucson. He's a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted health writers. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition. He's a best-selling author. If you go on Amazon, you will see his many books, really 20 books, including Inflation Syndrome and the book, his latest effort, No More Fatigue. But I want to begin, Jack, with this lead story about vitamin C. Vitamin C really is something that dates back the benefits of it to the 1950s. The famous Nobel laureate Linus Pauling talked about it extensively and championed it.
Exactly. And in the 1970s, Linus Pauling said, you know, vitamin C can help people with cancer. Well, the latest study is interesting for a number of reasons. One, it's the latest in several studies along these lines. Two, I know the lead researcher who's also a practicing physician in Kansas. And what Dr. Jeannie Driscoll did was focus on a group of patients with ovarian cancer. And some of the patients, well, all of the patients received the standard two-drug chemo treatment. Some of them also got intravenous vitamin C. The difference is you can reach much higher body concentrations intravenously than you can by popping the pills. And at those very high concentrations, vitamin C acts like a mild, non-toxic chemo drug. It's a very different way of looking at vitamin C. My feeling, and I think Dr. Driscoll's feeling, is this is best used as a complementary therapy, not by itself, but in conjunction with more conventional treatments. So what did the study find? Well, the women who got the intravenous vitamin C twice a week, they had fewer side effects from the chemo drugs. They had less damage to other organs like the liver and bone marrow and just across the body. They had less nausea. They had more energy. Basically, those things translate into better overall quality of life. And here's the kicker. And Dr. Driscoll says, you know, it didn't reach statistical significance, but here was a clear trend that the women who got the intravenous vitamin C went almost 9 months longer before their cancer basically reemerged.
Wow. So there was some kind of a, not only the benefits for the chemo treatment as far as the side effects, benefits on minimizing the side effects, but it lengthened apparently the chemo treatment, the benefits of the chemo treatment.
Yeah, it's what doctors call progression-free survival. And the women survive longer overall? Well, it hasn't been long enough to really determine that. And, you know, most medical doctors, they don't want to go near intravenous vitamin C. And the people who are more comfortable with this kind of therapy are naturopaths. And there are many naturopathic physicians in town who are good at doing this. Genesis Natural Medicine Center over on Campbell is one place, but there's a whole bunch of naturopaths who are very comfortable administering this kind of therapy to their patients.
The women, they would have their chemo treatment, and then they would get a separate treatment of the vitamin C IV.
Yeah, and the way Dr. Driscoll explained it to me once was, you know, they'll come in for the vitamin C infusion, and then they'll basically just go down the road and get their chemo. And what most oncologists get nervous about is they think something like vitamin C will negate the benefits of chemo. And what Dr. Driscoll found was it's just the opposite. It enhances the benefits, reduces the side effects.
Well, I had the pleasure early in my career in meeting Dr. Linus Pauling, and I'll never forget it. He had on a little little beret, and this was up in Palo Alto when I was working up in the San Francisco Bay Area. And of course, he was, I guess, how would you say it? Almost a zealot for vitamin C.
He was a delight. I met him and interviewed him once in person, a couple of times on the phone. A little bit of a showman.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he always carried 3 test tubes in his pocket as kind of like a little demonstration
right.
about vitamin C. I mean, just a wonderful person.
Was a lot of his research debunked as the years have gone by?
You know, Mayo tried to replicate his original study on vitamin C and cancer, but they did not follow his protocol.
Mm.
And what Mayo did was just give oral vitamin C. And what Pauling had done was really a mix of oral and intravenous vitamin C. And, you know, if you have cancer, the oral vitamin C is good. It's going to help, but it's not going to have this therapeutic effect that intravenous vitamin C will have.
All right, Jack Chalom is with us, and Jack would be happy to entertain your questions or comments on really any wellness issues. 790-2040, 790-2040. We can continue on this subject after the break, or we can go a different direction, but this would be a good point right here to take a break on The Buckmaster Show. Be right back.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first 3 rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show Monday edition. This portion of the program is brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Folks very excited over in Silver City about Smithsonian Magazine. They're on basically the cover story of Smithsonian, ranking Silver City as one of the top 20 small towns worth visiting in 2014, and it certainly is worth your visit over there, three and a half hours east of Tucson. They have been named such because of really fun things to do in the area, the Gila National Wilderness, all the great art galleries, good restaurants, a world-class downtown restaurant, a couple of them that I can think of over in Silver City. So check it out. SouthwestNewMexico.org is the website, and all the great places to stay like Casitas de Gila, and there's many, many places to stay over there, really nice places. And Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter, is with us. He's a big fan, as I am, of, well, we're big fans of Arizona, obviously, because we live here, but we like New Mexico, too.
Yeah, you know, the two states should actually be one.
I know. We really like New Mexico and Arizona. Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter, is with us. We're talking about the April issue of Jack's publication, The Nutrition Reporter, but we're also taking your questions at 790-2040. And during the break, we had a caller who did not want to stick around. However, the caller did have a question, which I will pass along to Jack. It's about probiotics, Jack, and when is the best time to take them?
The best time, and this is a really great question, immediately after a meal. And the reason is the food buffers the acidity of the stomach. One of the reasons why we have stomach acid is to destroy bacteria and basically prevent GI infections. So I have literally gotten into the habit of a daily probiotic. Take it right after my last bite of food. Part of the question the listener asked was, what strains? And I think the best approach is going to, like, the health food store, looking for a blend of lactobacillus and bifidobacteria.
Mm-hmm.
These are the two big families. There will be a lot of different substrains. And, you know, 4 to 6 different specific types of bacteria are fine, and look for those two families on the label.
And the caller was also concerned about the probiotic that she was taking was causing diarrhea. And so perhaps that wasn't the right one. It was knocking, she believes, something kind of out of whack in her natural digestive system. Have you heard that complaint about causing diarrhea?
If people are having some digestive issues, even if they're not totally aware of them, introducing the strain will cause a shift. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to stick with the probiotics. And within a few days or so, things should normalize. If you have diarrhea, you should get a little more solid. Mm-hmm. If you're constipated, it should loosen you up just a little bit. Not to the point of causing diarrhea, but just, you know, soften you up a little bit.
And again, it's very important. Don't take the probiotic before you eat, because the digestive juices, the acids, which are already for your meal, are going to kind of tear up the probiotic.
And, you know, there's a good point we should probably throw in here. A lot of people are taking oral antibiotics, mm-hmm. and these really don't discriminate between the good and the bad bacteria. And it's very important to start taking a probiotic supplement. Probiotic basically means good bacteria. At the same time you're taking the antibiotic, and then to continue taking it for at least a month afterwards.
Jack Chalom is with us, 790-2040. He would be happy to answer any of your nutrition questions. You mentioned antibiotics. You talk a little bit in the April edition of Nutrition, the Nutrition Reporter, about antibiotics and the issue about obesity.
This is something I've suspected for about 20 years, and now the evidence is really starting to come in. The backstory is in the 1940s and 50s, basically farmers and ranchers realized if you gave cattle or hogs or chicken antibiotics, they got fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that translates into more dollars in the market. There was an interesting article in the New York Times a few weeks ago, and the reporter asked, but what if that meat is us?
Hmm.
And I think part of the whole issue with childhood obesity really stems from antibiotics being prescribed to infants and toddlers. It's certainly not the only issue. I mean, we're swimming in a sea of junk food. But I think that's a big part of the problem.
Mm. Jack Chalom is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Jack is with us once a month. We talk about nutrition for a half an hour. Another caller who did not want to go on the air, and that's fine. I can certainly read the question to Jack. And the question is, would Jack talk a little bit about boronic acid and how it is used?
I'm not that familiar with boronic acid.
B-O-R-O-N-I-C. Was that correct, Rose? Boronic acid.
There are a lot of arcane supplements on the market. And often when people ask me about these lesser-known supplements, my response is focus on something more important, like taking a multivitamin. Get less distracted by the arcane. Cover your nutrition basics.
And I believe this is a compound. Thank you, Rose, for pulling this up on my screen. It's a compound that it's a boronic acid group is a drug used in chemotherapy. So there's a connection there.
I'm not an expert on chemo drugs.
Right.
The first thing I did think of was boron, mm-hmm. Which is an element needed for bone formation. Mm-hmm. It's a very minor nutrient.
Mm-hmm.
I think the listener can go to Wikipedia mm-hmm. online and mm-hmm. probably get some detailed information about the drug.
How about supplements that are out of date? What is your theory, or what do you think? Should people certainly not use them after they are expired?
The expiration date is a federal requirement.
Okay.
And most supplements are good for at least 2 to 4 months after that expiration date. So sometimes you walk into a store and there's some sale items.
Yeah.
And, you know,
50% off, even more.
Within a couple months of the expiration date, go for it.
All right, Jack Chalom is with us. He is the nutrition reporter. We've been talking about, well, actually, it wouldn't be a Jack Chalom show without talking about fish oil. Omega-3s help relieve patients' dry eye syndrome. And Jack, as you know, dry eye syndrome is really rampant here in the Southwest and the dry, many people complaining of dry eyes living in the desert.
You know, dryness, skin dryness, eye dryness.
Eczema.
These almost always point to a deficiency of the omega-3s, which we often call fish oils. We talk a lot about on the show. There are vegetarian sources available at health food stores. Start taking these, and the benefit won't be instantaneous. It'll probably take 2 to 4 weeks to see a benefit. A lot cheaper than the drugs for the same condition.
I would venture to say probably the number one complaint to dermatologists in this community is dry skin.
Yeah.
And the itchiness of dry skin living in the desert. What about the Nutrition Reporter? How do we obtain it?
My website, nutritionreporter.com. I've got a year's worth of back issues free for the download. Subscriptions are $30 a year. There are subscription forms up on the webpage, excerpts from my recent books, lots of free stuff up there.
And all his books also available on Amazon. Jack, have a great week. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Thank you, Culligan. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe tomorrow, 6 to 8 right here on KVOI. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. We wish you a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.